Hello, and welcome to 3 Minutes with Cardinal Newman. This is Father Juan Velez. Today we begin the first part of a reflection on one of Cardinal Newman's sermons, The Spiritual Mind, from his plain and parochial sermons. Those of us who are baptized do not like to think of ourselves as worldly, but do we have a spiritual mind? Blessed Newman begins a sermon titled The Spiritual Mind with some words of St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. He wishes us to distinguish between a nominal Christian from a disciple of Christ, or one who has received the kingdom in power. Throughout the sermon, he draws a contrast between those who receive the gospel in word and those who receive it in power. We discover good thoughts, words, and actions in our conduct, but we must examine if these are done for the right reason and from a good habit rather than from the force of custom. Too often we act just to appear good before others. Newman writes, "Let a person merely reflect on the number and variety of bad or foolish thoughts which he suffers and dwells on in private, which he would be ashamed to put into words, and he will at once see how very poor a test his outward demeanor in life is of his real holiness in the sight of God. Our attendance to public worship is often, Newman points out, a matter of course because others do so. Likewise, our conduct in the face of temptations is often shaped by the opinions and behavior of those with whom we associate. We allow external influences to sway our behavior rather than acting upon a good influence proceeding from the heart. It is not that we should not think expressly about what is right to do and where our duty lies, but that for us, as Christians, obedience is the result of acquired good habits." Newman explains that for a religious man, it will be natural to him to obey, and therefore he will do it naturally, that is, without effort or deliberation. It is difficult things which we are obliged to think about before doing them. Such a spiritual man would rise early to attend Mass or return home on time for the family dinner without a second thought. Newman speaks of mastering our hearts so that we no more think of the duty while we obey than we think how to walk when we walk. Virtuous acts become natural. They are supernatural, that is, the result of faith. But the whole day becomes one continuous act of obedience to God. Our will runs parallel to God's. This is what it means to have a spiritual mind, and this is what, as Christians, we should aspire to possess.